Hurricane season is here, and as history has shown us all it takes is just one storm for emergency management and our preparedness plan to take shape. And part of that preparedness plan for South Florida includes secondary power in the event of an emergency. That's where portable generators come in. But the first step is owning a portable generator, while the second step is knowing how to operate one safely. And joining me today to keep us safe while powered on is Senior Director of Global Safety and Product Compliance at Harbor Freight Tools, Guillermo Rodriguez, who is also a part of Portable Generator Manufacturers Association. Guillermo, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Erica. I'm happy to be here and help the South Florida community stay safe and learn more about the proper use of portable generators.
Great. So tell us a little bit about the proper placement of a portable generator when using it at home.
Place your generator as far away as possible, taking your generator outside away from your home, garage, shed, truck bed, or any other fully enclosed or partially enclosed location where carbon monoxide emissions can build up. The reason is quite simple. Carbon monoxide can kill. And you can't see it or smell it. It is impossible for the human senses to detect carbon monoxide. With that said, having carbon monoxide detectors, make sure they're battery powered. One last point to consider, never use your generator near windows, doors, or vents. Making sure there's enough supplies, things like extension cords, which should be placed far away from the dwelling. So when you think about a generator, you're thinking about powering things like a fridge, a freezer. So you want to plan the length of those extension cords and then where the location of that generator would go ahead of the storm. That's very important as well.
So once you have that portable generator at home and you've acquired the proper distance from your home, from start to finish, what are proper steps when actually using a portable generator? Because I realize that many of us, this would be a one-time thing or maybe, you know, once in every few years, and we really don't know how to actually use a portable generator.
That's a great question, Erica. Always read the operator's manual first. And before using your portable generator, become familiar with its operation. Ideally, what you want to do is try it out before you need it. Of course, always following the manufacturer's recommended precautions and procedures.
We talk about emergency management, and in the case of an emergency for us here in South Florida, that would be during hurricane season when we, you know, there is a very wide power outage. But in what scenarios would or could one actually use a portable generator?
There are many different scenarios. Portable generators give you the power you need when you don't have access to traditional sources of electric power. Generators are in high demand in three typical settings. First, emergencies, as you pointed out, such as during power outages due to extreme weather. Second, recreation, campsites, outdoor events, parties, and last, for professional use, for example, worksite applications.
In any of these scenarios, what are some signs that the generator may actually be malfunctioning?
Again, planning is key. You don't want to try your generator for the first time before you need it. As soon as you purchase it, make sure to test it following the manufacturer's operating instructions, troubleshooting as needed, becoming familiar with its operation, and look for excessive smoke or strange noises to your point about any malfunction.
Today, you mentioned carbon monoxide exposure. Would there be any warning signs of exposure?
Yes, that's a great question, Erica, because everyone needs to be aware of how carbon monoxide attacks the body. You need to know the symptoms: headache, dizziness, nausea, fatigue, shortness of breath. If you feel these symptoms, leave right away. In fact, the symptoms can be similar to those caused by other illnesses such as the cold, flu, or food poisoning. If you or your family members are experiencing any of these symptoms, get outside to fresh air immediately. Call 911 for emergency medical attention.
In the event that there is a carbon monoxide exposure, what could one do to help combat that exposure? Maybe just proper distance from the machine?
Proper distance is, of course, one. Take your generator outside. And being aware that carbon monoxide is terribly dangerous. One line of defense is staying alert with carbon monoxide detectors. And this has to do less with portable generators and more to do with general home safety. After all, appliances like gas-powered kitchen appliances, chimneys, furnaces, and many other common household appliances can emit carbon monoxide. And the least anyone can do is get a carbon monoxide detector and test it regularly. One more thing that can be done as it relates to detection, the ANSI/PGMA G300 standard includes carbon monoxide shutoff systems. So this standard includes requirements for generators to be equipped with carbon monoxide shutoff technology. And while each brand is unique, all generators that meet the standard automatically sense the carbon monoxide levels if they approach dangerous levels. And it will shut off the portable generator. And once the engine has been shut off, a light remains illuminated for a minimum of 5 minutes.
So apart from just listening to your body and watching out for any signs of exposure, we have a machine that is built to also detect carbon monoxide and would automatically shut down, which is great in helping keeping us safe.
You are correct. The newer generators do, and it's clearly advertised.
Which I guess is also worth mentioning, that if you do have an older style generator that you had maybe sitting in the garage for a couple of years or not, probably worth bringing out and testing and just making sure that it's running okay before you would need that.
Absolutely. And don't forget your carbon monoxide alarms.
Now, real quick, just because we're in South Florida and, you know, 1 minute it's raining, the next minute it's sunny, let's throw weather into the mix. Can portable generators be used outside during any type of weather, whether it's rain, extreme heat, storms?
So generators can pose a risk of shock and electrocution if there's any kind of wet condition. If you must use the generator when it's wet outside, you need to protect the generator from moisture and follow the owner's manual, the operating instructions manual. And this will help avoid shock and electrocution. But do so operating the generator as far away as possible. And make sure to have your hands dry, that is if they're wet, before touching the generator.
Yeah, very important, especially if it is one of these older generators that maybe is dusty or dirty with oil or something since it's been in the garage. You know, you don't want your hands to be wet after washing all that off your hands before operating this machine.
Absolutely.
Now, I know you've mentioned several times, which I guess is the most important message to take from all of this, is read your owner's manual. But other than the owner's manual, are there any other tips or maybe no-nos for owners to know before operating a portable generator?
Absolutely, Erica. The main thing to remember is taking your generator outside as far away as possible. PGMA maintains a safety awareness website. In fact, it is www.takeyourgeneratoroutside.com. Go to this website for more tips on the portable use of generators. And last, please spread the word. Owners don't necessarily mean one member of the family. Just like fire safety, we encourage these messages be shared with everyone around the household. And if your power is out, it might be for others in your neighborhood. If you see a portable generator being used dangerously, share the safety information. It could save a life.
Okay, and I want to repeat that website that you just mentioned, and please correct me if I'm wrong. It's www.takeyourgeneratoroutside.com.
Correct.
All this very helpful information and keeping us safe. Guillermo, thank you again for keeping us informed and, of course, safe on how to properly use our portable generators at our own homes.
Thank you, Erica. My pleasure.
The 7 Weather Team would like to thank Guillermo Rodriguez and the Portable Generator Manufacturer Association for their dedication to educating consumers on keeping safe while using a portable generator. Your ongoing efforts of keeping us safe in the event of emergency has not gone unnoticed. That's all for now. From the 7 Weather Team, I'm meteorologist Erica Delgado.